Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your name and tell them God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a break. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
It's just a sign that I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good. Oh yeah, I said it's working for my good. Sometimes I don't understand it. It's working for my good. Oh yeah, I may.
Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. And guys, we're just excited about what the Lord has to say today to us through our Net Up Monday guest, none other than Bishop James Jefferson. He will be with us here shortly. Listen, guys, as always, we just want to make sure that we open up the show first through prayer that we pray pray every day before we start our broadcast. So we want to make sure that we pray, and we want to share our scripture with you on this morning, and we want to make sure that we acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in on this morning as well. So before we go another further, let us talk to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, we bless, magnify, glorify, edify, and call on your name. Father, we pray today that you will take the reins of this message, take the reins of this broadcast. Father, don't let us walk in our own selves, God. God, when we lift the broadcast up to you, Father, and we say, do with this broadcast as you will. Do with it as you please. This is your broadcast, God. God, and we thank you for taking it and working it and doing what you do best, Father God. God, so we glorify, magnify, and edify your mighty and rich name, for you are great and greatly to be praised. We thank you in advance for all things being made well, even now before we even get started. God, we thank you, God, that as the man of God come and speak on this morning, God, and to proclaim your gospel to this dying world, God, that you would speak something, God. God, that will transition the hearts and the minds of those that are under the sound of his voice. God, we pray today, God, that you will walk through, God, each and every home today, God. God, touch them, God. We may not be able to physically put our hands on them, God. We pray that you would put your hands and touch them, God. God, give them the grace, give them the ability, give them the power. God, give them the wisdom to go forward and do what you have called and assigned for them to do. In the mighty and rich and in powerful name of Jesus the Christ, we pray, and the body of Christ said, amen. Amen and amen. Our scripture for this morning will be coming from the book of Isaiah 41. The book of Isaiah, chapter 41, and it reads like this. It reads like this. It reads like this. Isaiah 41. It reads like this. It says to us, fear not. Fear not. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Do not be dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness. I'm going to read that again. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness, with thy right hand of righteousness. Amen. Amen. That is Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Isaiah 41 verse 10 was our reading for this morning. We want to also make sure that we acknowledge all of these great countries that are listening in. And we want to say thank you so very much for your continued support that you guys give to us throughout this journey that we have been on. We want to say thank you so very much to all of you guys. And we're just excited about what the Lord is doing in the earth realm for the Worldwide Gospel Connection, for us to be able to touch and be a part of as many lives that we are. We want to say thank you so very much for your kindness. We want to thank you so much for your support. And we want you to know that we are praying for you constantly, praying for our countries that are listening in, because we have some of you guys that are listening in, and we understand that it is very taboo for you guys to be listening in. There are some of you that are listening in right now. You're hiding out to listen to this broadcast because they knew that you were getting the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you were receiving this gospel in this time of where you are, it would cost you your life. So we're praying for you. We want you to know that our hearts go out to you, and we're praying for the taskmasters that have rule over you. And we're saying to God, God, move that man at heart, move that woman's heart that have rule over them, and cause them, God, to be subject to your will and subject to your way and subject to your word. Father God, we thank you for those that are listening in, God. We pray your consistent covering over them. God, pray that you would continue to put your praise, your blessed angels to keep them and watch over them, God. God, in all of these rural countries and all of these places, oh God. God, where the gospel needs to be reached, but God, there are so many that are not being reached, God, with the gospel because of the simple fact that we are not doing our part. But Lord, we thank you for this broadcast, God, that we're able to reach over into those places, God, and touch the hearts and the minds. We pray for the missionaries, Lord God. God, we pray for, God, the apostles that have established churches in those countries. God, we pray for, God, preachers and pastors that are in those countries that are proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that your protective hands and mercy and grace is not just on them, God, but is consistently in them and keeping and watching over them. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I just felt that in my spirit to do that. We don't normally do that, but that it was something that's just that was just burning in my heart on this morning to pray for our countries that are listening in. We love you so much. We appreciate you, and we want to just say thank you. Thank you for your consistency and your continued support. Amen. Listen, we have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We have Ireland, India, and Portugal. And we want to say thank you, guys. We want to say thank you, guys. We can't say that enough. Thank you so much for your continued connecting with us. Remember to tell a friend, tell a neighbor to tune in. We don't know what time of the day that you guys may be tuning into us there, but call a friend, tell a neighbor to listen in with you on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And again, we thank you and we love you. We appreciate you. We ask that you would continue to share what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We want this thing to go across the globe and touch the lives and hearts of those that are listening in and being a part of this Worldwide Gospel Connection. Our goal is to present Jesus uncensored and unwatered down. That's our goal. Our goal is that we say this all the time here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the word of God. When we first started, we wanted everybody to know that this is the no judgment zone. We don't judge you here. We don't know where we don't care where you've been. We don't care what you've been doing. We don't care how long you've been there. All we know is Jesus is Jesus is the center of your joy. Only thing you got to do is trust in the Lord. Oh, my God, I feel you this morning, Holy Ghost. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Yeah, maybe your path may be a little shred, may have been a little shaky when you first came on the broadcast, when you first came on to listen. But I stopped by this morning to let you know that no matter where you may find yourself at today, God is your help. God is your strength. God is your joy. He is your peace. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. Only thing you got to do is learn how to trust in him. My God, I feel you, Holy Ghost. Trust in him, and he will do just what he said he'll do. You got to learn how to let those things and those people go, because that's the very thing that's keeping you from moving forward, because you're holding on to something that you should have let go a long time ago. Just help about maybe five of y'all that's listening in. You got to learn how to drop some folk off and go on about your business and live the life that God has called you to live. Because what you're doing more damage to yourself than you are good. Because you're walking around and they affecting everything that belongs to you. Because they're infecting. I'm going to say that again. They're not infecting, they're infecting everything that's going on in your life. That's the reason why you can't move forward, because it's an infection. Come on, here. You got to learn how to use the balm in Gilead. Come on, preacher, teach the text. You got to learn how to put the balm in Gilead in your life so we can get rid of this infection. The more they come, the more Jesus you speak. The more Jesus you speak, the more Jesus you speak, the less you're going to have to worry about. The more you call on his name, the more you speak it, the more, come on, preacher, and preach then. The more you do what you do best, God will come in and he will show you better than he can tell you, baby. God is. Yeah, yes, he is. He's everything you need. Only thing you got to learn how to do is just lean on him. Juanita Bynum used to sing a song back in the day. She said, learning to lean on Jesus, learning to lean on Jesus, gaining more power, Shando Shaddai, than I've ever dreamed when I learned how to lean on Jesus. When you learn how to lean, I promise you, if you lean on it, the old folk listening here, this is how they used to say it in the Baptist church, he's my leaning post. Come on, here. When you learn how to lay up against the God of gods and the King of kings and let the situation be worked out by him, and you just take your rest. God help him. God help him this morning. Take your rest and let God do what he does best, and that is be God and be big in your life. He is who he said he is, and he will do just what he said he's going to do. When we learn how to just trust in God, when you learn how to trust in him, he is the, oh my God, he is the answer to every one of your situations and circumstances. He is the answer. He'll put his hands all over your life. Watch this here. He'll put his hands all over your stuff when you just learn how to trust in him, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he for surely shall direct your path. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Call a friend, tell a neighbor. The call in, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1. Listen to me. Press 1. Press 1. Hear me and hear me well. Press 1. If you have a prayer request, maybe you just want to share your experience here with the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Maybe you have a testimony. Maybe you need someone to speak a word of life to you on this morning. This great man of God that's coming on, I promise you, there is a word in his mouth, and you may need a little more push to get you the way you're going. Just press that one. And I promise you, when you press the one, it'll change your whole life. It'll change everything that you got going on, because not only will we speak the word to you, but we'll speak the word on you. Come on here. And when that thing is on you, it's going to travel you. It's going to travel with you. That's the beautiful thing. That's the beautiful thing about the word of God. No matter where you go, that word going to be with you. Yeah, I feel your Holy Ghost. I'm trying to let this thing go. But it'll be with you wherever you go. He said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth, even to the end of an age. I'm right there with you." Watch this. He said, "If you build your bed in hell, I'm there." That's just how good he is. It don't matter where your condition may bring you to. If you let that word just marinate, oh, my God. If you let that word just marinate in your heart and in your life. It don't matter where you may be. You may be at the lowest places below. We used to sing a song. We don't sing these songs no more. He said, if he had to reach way down, hey, God, Jesus would pick you up. He'll come into the muck and mire clay. The old deacons used to sing. They used to preach that. Used to pray that and say, if he had to reach down into the muck and mire clay and pull you up, he'll do that. That's just how good God is. Catch you at your lowest. Catch you at your worst. And make it your best. He will turn your mess. He'll turn your mess into a masterpiece. Listen. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Remember, that number is 563-999-3628, press 1 to speak, and we will be glad to be there to have you to listen in and be a part of what we're doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Walk over you. And your forefather David said, you have caused the enemies to walk over our heads. We have been in the fire and in the water, and you have caused him to walk over our heads. But there comes a time where God says, enough is enough. We have been fighting principalities. And oftentimes we presume the principality is a being that is ascended from the heavenlies, and it is. But when you look at that word principalities, the derivative of the interpretation, when you see that in the Gospels and especially in the epistle writing, it really literally means the negative wall and forces of negative speech against you. Some of us have just been fighting years of negative speech against us. People who declared you're nothing and you never will be nothing. Your papa was nothing. Your mama was nothing. You come from a line and a lineage of ill repute. Your skin too dark. Your lips too big. Your feet too big. And you'll never make it in this world. We have come down the portals where counselors didn't even want to counsel us in school. We had dreams and they said, not for you. They have switched our forte and our bailiwick on which God had ordained and designed us to have. Because of the epidermis of our skin, we didn't fit the modern day platform. And sometimes we were sexually genderized. You're too feminine. And you're too ugly, meaning the color of your epidermis. But sister, because of the disenfranchisement in this 21st century, it has not stopped God from loving you. People all over the world have said what they had to say about you. But there is one who is saying, and what he is saying takes precedence and takes divine authority over every other speech. Now, negativity has been a war against us. And has fought us everywhere we turn. Fought. But here, Gideon, and I'm moving quickly, Gideon, and I want you to read this. I want you to read this because this is a word specified for you. It is custom for you right here, this moment. You that are in this room, every one of you in your specifications and in your design offices and under your design anointings. Now watch. He was handed the mantle to pursue his enemy. He started out with thousands. You remember the concept of the text. God said, not by many, but by a few. He cleansed them out until he had just 300. Huh? Okay. Now, the masses against them were thousands of...
Amen, 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 amen. Listen, guys, listen. We have our guest that's on. We have our guest that's on right now. If I'm not mistaken, I believe this is him. And what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead on and we're not going to hold the man of God any longer. We're going to go ahead and release him to release the word that he has for us on this morning. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to some and introduce to others none other than our brother, our friend, the bishop, James Jefferson. Bishop, are you there?
Yes, sir, Pastor. Good morning.
Good morning, man. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and release you, man, and let you share what the Lord has laid on your heart to share on this morning, man. The floor is yours.
To God be the glory for the things that he has done. I greet all my brothers and sisters with divine love. We honor the Lord for this opportunity, amen, that Apostle Douglas have allowed us to share on this radio broadcast on this morning. And I just was sharing, saints of God, those of you that are listening, that even in the times that we're in, we must trust God no matter what. If you're not going to trust God this season, you just go ahead and die. We have to trust him no matter what, because the enemy is testing us on every hand. And only the believers that really have a place in God, that really know that some kind of way, God is going to make a way no matter what. Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, he said, if you keep his whose mind is stayed on you, whose mind is steadfast because you trust in him, oh, we got to rely on him. He's our source. And my God, he's definitely our strength. We have to trust God no matter what. Trust in God. In order to trust God, you must have faith. Faith simply means for all I trust him. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Drop down to verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. We have to trust God no matter what. To trust him in the good times. Trust him in the bad times. The Bible declares in Psalm 9:9, the Lord is our refuge for the oppressed. He's a stronghold in times of trouble. We have to seek God and trust God no matter what. Faith is blind. Faith take risk upon you. May not have enough money to pay your bills. Listen to that boss that's a hell raiser to you, trying to stop you from worshiping and praising God even on Sunday morning. In a place that there's no peace. No peace on the job. No peace in the home. You got to trust God no matter what. As you begin to trust God, it's a daily routine. It's a daily journey. God, I trust you. I don't just trust you for the fishes and loaves, but I trust you. Remember, there was a season in my life that I really questioned. Not God, but I begin to question, God, what kind of devil is this? God began to speak to me. He began to talk to me. And God, I begin to petition God. Now, God, I'm your servant. This is James here, God. If you are able to provide for the birds and the ravens, surely you'll provide for your son. Sometimes God puts us in position and puts us in a place so we can change our posture. We got to stop focusing on them and listening to them and pleasing them and change our channel to please God. Bible says, for he that cometh to God must believe. Believe simply means because Emmanuel lived, I expect victory every time. There is no secret what God can do. What God has done for others, he can and he will and he shall do for you. We must trust God no matter what. My trust is not in the White House. My trust is not in the presidential cabinetry. My trust is not even in the finances that God has blessed us, my God, to have. But my trust is in him. God, I trust you. No matter what it looks like, I trust God. You have to have a determination, saints of God. Brothers and sisters, you got to have a determination. You got to have a trust in God. No matter what happened, I trust him. Care what the devil says. I don't care what it looks like. You may have had a bad doctor's report. You've got to trust God. Class of Deuteronomy 8 and 18, he said that you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth and that you may be established. That is a covenant, glory to God, that was swore to your fathers. I remember, amen, not long ago, apostle of God, I had a stroke, glory to God, come out of nowhere. My God, you listen to a man, glory to God, that never been sick in his life. My God, and a stroke hit my body. My God, a stroke hit my body. My God, I couldn't move my left side. Praise the name of the Lord. And I began to, amen, wake my wife up. I said, honey, something wrong. I couldn't get the words to come out. Amen. But she got nursing experience and blessing of God. I began to tell her, glory to God, what was going on and going on with me. And she began to come to my rescue. And glory to God. And I tell you, saints of God, amen, my whole left side, amen, of my body was not in functionality. Glory to God. My wife began to pray. I began to pray. Amen. She said, you want to go to the hospital? I said, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. A few more days went by. My wife kept asking me, do you want to go? I said, no, I don't want to go. And then I heard God say, you need to go. Come on here, somebody. Let me tell you something. God works through doctors and nurses. And we went on to the hospital, the ER. My God, and my blood pressure was high, sky 200 over 180 or something. Glory to God. Went on in the hospital. Amen. Waited and waited. I said, baby, it's a lot of sick people in here. Let me tell you something. Some of the folks was looking at me. Man, that man is sick. But God didn't allow me to see what I was going through. He allowed me to see what others was going through. And as I began to pray and petition, amen, God on their behalf, God began to bring the pressure down. And amen, they began to, amen, put fluids in my IV. I leaned over to my wife and said, honey, I'm ready to go home. She said, amen. Honey, they hadn't gave you this, gave you that. I said, baby, I feel okay. I'm ready to go home. Get the car. Amen. And I'm going to get myself out of here. And I went on home. Glory to God. Y'all listen to me now. I went on to the house. Glory to God. I asked my wife to run my water in my bathtub for me. Praise God. Amen. I wasn't able to walk to my car. I wasn't able to drive. I wasn't able to bring the message on Sunday morning. The enemy had really attacked my body. But I tell you, amen, went upstairs and did what God told me to do as far as anointing myself. Amen. I put on that prayer by Dr. Cindy Tripp called the Atomic Prayer. I think I played it two or three times. Amen. And I began to decree and the words that the woman of God, amen, said on the prayer. Amen. Me trusting God. Come on here, somebody. Begin to speak life over me. Like the apostle said a few minutes ago, if you meet somebody to speak life over you, you better call into the line because the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous, it availeth much. And so, saints of God, amen, I begin to pray that prayer, amen, on my phone, on the YouTube, and the presence of the Lord came there. My wife was there with me praying and interceding. Glory to God. Now, I went to the hospital, glory to God, for one thing. But let me tell you something. The thing that I went for, they didn't even treat it. Y'all better hear me today. They was more interested in giving me all of these medicines and all of these narcotics. And I said, no, you're not going to put that stuff in me. Baby, I'm ready to go home. I said all that to say, saints of God, you got to trust God no matter what, even in difficult times, hard times. times, amen, times that you feel as though, praise God, there is no hope, times that you feel, amen, like you're by yourself. You got to trust God. My faith is in God. I believe God, not just for some things, but for all things. The Bible declares, oh, by somebody they behold, that he suffered a witch not to live. You got to know what kind of power you have. These demonic attacks, oh, my son, these enemies and demons and devils, my God, speaking verbal witchcraft on you. You got to trust God. When you trust in God, you got to trust him and pray. The Bible declares, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray, seek thy face, turn from thy wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. I don't need another car. I don't need another house. I need the glory. I want to, when I show up in a room, I want the glory to come in. When I wake up in the morning, I want to feel his glory. When I get in my car, I want to feel his glory. When I speak and call upon his name that is above every name, and that name is Jesus, I want the glory to come down. You got to know, saints of God, that even as you're trusting God, even as you're sold out to God, the devil gonna try to test you. He gonna try to make you feel like you miss God. No, no, baby, if God said it, I don't care how long it takes, he got to bring it to pass. Why? Because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, I come to tell you, saints of God, he got to bring it to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I begin to trust God. Begin to trust God. I begin to trust God. I don't know why I'm saying that today, but that's what God put in my heart. We have to trust God no matter what. As a believer, we got to trust God. Amen. Homosexuals taking over the community. We got gay preachers. Ain't nobody saying nothing here. Got these feminine spirits. Come on here. Amen. Shenanigans going on. That ain't God. Come on here. The Bible say either you're hot or cold. Amen. God don't want us to be lukewarm. Glory to God. Amen. Salvation is real. I know it's old school, old fashioned, but holiness is still real. Holiness is not, amen, a denomination. Holiness is not a reformation. Baby, holiness is a lifestyle that must be exemplified by God's people. Men marrying men. Women marrying women. That ain't God. Come on here. And they're trying their best, amen, to infiltrate themselves even in the church. I told the church, I don't care. I don't care how good they play. They ain't going to play up in here. Did you hear what I said? Let me say it again because it feels good coming out. I don't care how good they play. They ain't going to play in here. I play my own board. I'm not sending no transgender in no restroom with no little girl. I'm not sending, amen, no other transgender that want to be, amen, a man in the restroom with a little man, a little boy. I'm not promoting that stuff. Come on here. The Bible said the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taken by force. As we trust in God, God wants us to be ambassadors. God wants us to be advocates of Christ. We not look to the left, nor to the right, but we got to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. Apostle, amen, I just felt the Holy Ghost here. Amen, I'm not trying to take over apostle of God, but we got to learn how to trust God. We got to trust him no matter what it looked like. The Bible say, for the race is not given to the swift, not to the strong. Hitoboko, shatarabaka. But to the one that endured to the end. We got to trust him. This is no playtime. Playtime is over. Yeah, playtime is over. We got to trust him no matter what. It's all or nothing. I hear God say, it's all of nothing. We got folk playing church. Folks, so amen. Everyone want to be in full-time ministry. Amen. They lazy. They bonds. Don't want to work. Come on here. The Bible said the man is the priest, the protector, and the provider. You got to understand, if you call yourself a man, you got to operate in all three of those capacities. Guess what? If you don't, you're not a man. We got to go back to what the Bible says. God, he said, faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach unless they be sent. Some of these folk got up and went. Some of these folk crazy, speaking craziness over their lives, saying that they seen the face of God. There was no man that ever seen the face of God on this side of earth and that is still living. There are some things that God has only reserved for them that are in heaven. Why is it so important to trust God? God knows everything that we get ready to go through. Even this very moment, even everything that we will go through in the future, God knows all things. God knows everything. And when we trust him with the little, God can give us a lot. When we trust him, my God, with all things, God will give us everything. You got to know that the race is not given to the swift, not to the strong, but to the one that endured. He never said how long you was going to have to endure. You're going to have some bulldog tenacity in this day and time. Don't you settle. Don't you take down for what? You are God's woman. You are God's man. You are God's person. And what God want to do in your life right now, it may not, faith may not make sense to the world, but it does perform miracles. God doesn't come through for you because you deserve it, because you have been good. God comes through for you because that's who he is. The old folks used to say a cliche, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. I want to go a little deeper with that. Time does not start until God arrives. He's never late. He's always on time. Whenever God shows up to a problem, whenever God shows up to a situation, you can rest assured, as sure as my name, James Jefferson, that God will turn your midnight into day. God will be money if you need it. God will be favor if you need it. God will cause your creditors, those, amen, amen, that may be a harassing, a bothering you, to be at peace with you. You better hear me today. You got to trust God no matter what. Don't just trust God for the sources that are in your pocket. Don't just trust God for the resources that he blessed you with. For it's not the resources that take care of you. It's the source that give you the resources that keep on recirculating, that keep on, amen, going around in a cycle. God is your source, and my God, he is your strength. God, amen. A lot of folk, apostle, and I'm going to turn over to the man of God here. A lot of folk, amen, preaching this prosperity gospel. Yes, the Bible said, I want you to prosper. Jesus said, even as your soul prosper. God want to take us to our wealthy place. According to Psalm 66 and 18, the Bible says, according to Psalms 84 and 11, that the Lord thy God is our sun and shield, and that there is no good thing that he will withhold from them that walk upright. Yes, God has a window of opportunities. God have doors of entrances, of blessings that he wants the believers, amen, to take. But that's not the gospel. If you're not preaching the death, the burial, and the resurrection, you're preaching an illusion. We have gotten away from the oracles of God. We have gotten away from the foundation which our forefathers, amen, have already laid before us. And God want to take his church back to the old landmark where we can just wear whatever we want to wear. The Bible declares, glory to God, amen, that our apparel, amen, should be now, apparel that which we wear should be appropriate. Some don't just put on anything. The Bible says, come as you are. When he said come as you are, he was talking about the state of mind that you're in. Had nothing to do with the outer appearance. But you shouldn't wear, he said, men should wear apparel of a woman. Y'all better hear me here today. We got to go back to the old landmark. As we begin to trust God, we desire more of God. I don't care who you are. If you want to seek God's peace, if you want God to turn things around, if you want God to turn things around in your life, you're going to have to seek him like never before. You ought to get on the Bible-based church. You ought to get on a leader that's living holy. Don't you be sitting under these leaders that's crazy as a Beelzebub. They got bipolar spirit, taking all these medications. Come on here. My God, confused with their identity. One minute they want to be a man. The next minute you can't tell if they're a woman or or whatever they want to be. You better get under something that's real. Why? Because, Apostle, God wants somebody that's real. Apostle is real, a genuine man, a man that's working hard, amen, a man that's concerned about truth, a man that's married to one woman, not ten, ain't got no baby mama, ain't got no sugar mama, ain't got no sweet thing, no little thing, no fat. He got his wife, come on here, and he's so proud. And I come to tell you, if you want to see God, if you want to see God move like never before, if you want to see God, amen, put all the unsearchable riches in your hand, you got to seek him while you can. You got to trust him with all you can. Trust in the Lord with all that heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, knowing that he shall and he will, my God, direct your path. I got to trust in my life, depend on it. He's the air I breathe. He's the oxygen I intake. I got to trust him. I got to trust him. I got to trust him. I don't care what the doctor say. I trust God. I don't care what the finances say in the bank account. I trust God. I don't care what the creditors say. Ah! Trust God. I trust him for everything. I trust him for my wife. I trust him for my children. I trust him for my church family. I trust God. I feel the presence of God. I feel the Holy Ghost sweeping over my soul. Yes, we got God. To trust God no matter what. We got to trust God no matter what. We got to trust God. My faith is not invited. My faith is not in Trump. And my faith was not in, my God, President Barack Obama. My faith is in God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Man, listen, listen, we are just speechless. We are speechless right now. The word that you released is the word that the body needed to hear. It's time out for playing church. It's time out for playing these games. It's time out for us sitting up here doing the hokey pokey in church. You got one foot in and one foot out. You're trying to do everything except for what God telling you to do. You done got your own ulterior motive. You got your own agenda, and you're trying to push your own agenda, trying to make it sit in the plan that God says that this ain't how I told you to do it. This right here, this is your protocol. This is not what I want, because what I want them to be sanctified. I want them to be set apart. And see, the thing about being set apart is this, Doc, because you done stirred something up in me. When you set apart, there are some things that when you are set apart that you are not willing to accept. There are some things you just not willing do. There are some things you just willing not to speak and say simply because of the fact of who you are in God and who God is in you.
Yes, sir.
Man, listen. I apologize. I jumped in. You was done?
Man of God, I'm flowing with you, Apostle. I'm governed under your authority. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I'm flowing with you. But that thing is so real. It's so important, Apostle, because if we don't trust God in this season, glory to God, we would allow fear to creep in. Woo! So many people walking around in fear. Fear is not of God, and it's not real. Fear means false evidence appearing real. It's not real. God said, do not fear, according to Isaiah 41, 4 and 10. He said, do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed. I'm your God. You got to know he's your God. You got to trust God. Why? Because he knows what's going to happen next. God is not like man. Jesus will never change. God don't get afraid when he hear bad news. God is our source, and he's definitely our strength. We got to trust God no matter what. Oh, God want us to land. God want us to, my God, allow the old landmark to come back. A lot of these big churches, amen, they're not churches. They're entertainment arenas. 5 minutes of music. An hour to raise an offering. They got a certain quota they got to meet. And 15 minutes to give an inspirational message. An inspiration message ain't going to save your soul. You got a devil to fight. You got a demon that's stalking you at night, tormenting you. Bad things happen to good people. You don't necessarily have to be bad for bad things to happen to you. Sometimes, amen, bad things happen to you because God allows it to happen. He allowed bad things to happen to you so that he can get the best out of you. You never know that God is a healer if you've never been sick. You won't be able to testify that God is a provider if you've never been without. God is my protector. He is my corrector. When you trust God, you trust God. It's a daily lifestyle. Daily will I seek him. We got to trust God. Saints of God, you got to trust him. How do I trust him? How do I trust God? How do I trust him? Number one, you allow him to take first place in your life. Where should I go today, God? What should I put on? I know it sounds super saved, but let me tell you something. What's wrong with being saved? Nothing. Where should I go today, God? What should I do today? Life is unpredictable. Even the best plans and intentions, no one can predict for sure what will come out of it. But when we trust God, when we have unexpected times that come upon us, we need to be reminded that God is still good. And God is still in control. He's trustworthy, even when everything seems out of control. Let God make a way for you. How do I trust God? God knows what's going to happen next. How do I trust God? Jesus will never change. How do I trust God? God will never fear bad news. How do I trust God? God is our source and he's our strength. How do I trust God? Baby, let God make the way. Trust God. You got to know that God is with you, sir. How do I trust God? God will keep his word. How do I trust God? God is a good shepherd. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him protect you. Let him correct you. Let him direct you. For rejection is not, my God, rejection is not glory to God. Correction is not rejection, but direction. Let me say that again because it feels good coming out. Let God correct you. He is my protector and my corrector. Correction is not rejection, but direction. How do I trust God? God is already working it out on your behalf. How do I trust God? God cares for you. How do I trust God? God is a safe place. How do I trust God? God can handle you when you have trouble or heavy hearts. How do I trust God? When you ask, God hear you. When you ask, God hear you. My grandmama, she still lives. She said, baby, close your mouth. Don't get scared. In your mouth is either your funeral or your future. Which one are you going to activate? How do I trust God? I'm trusting in God, not things. Trusting God, not automobiles, not jobs. I trust God. How do I trust God? God will assure you. How do I trust God? You got to keep your focus on God, not man, but God. Even if you're seeking God for a mate, you don't have a problem getting a woman. You don't have a problem getting a man, but you need a godly woman. You don't need no woman you got to worry about if she's coming home at night. You don't need no man that's fighting you and cursing you and abusing you. You in it, you better get out of it. We got to trust God no matter what. Even when we're afraid, we got to trust God. How are we going to trust God? We got to trust God even with forgiveness. Forgiveness is not for them, but maybe forgiveness is for you. We got to trust God, not people. See, a lot of preachers put their trust in people. And when people let us down, when people walk away, yeah, it hurts. But God is asking a question, where your trust is. Is your trust in me or them? Are you listening to them or me? I trust God. Trust God. That's what Jesus is doing for you. Trust God in what God's going to do for you. Trust God will bring blessings. Trust in God will bring blessings to you. Now look to the promise that heaven has in store for you. We got to trust God, Apostle. We got to trust God. We got to trust God. There's no situation that you in that God won't bring you out. You listen to a man that been to hell and back. Had everything taken from me. Everything that was taken, God done give it back to me time too. Whatever you lose for the sake of the gospel, God will give it back to you. Sometimes folk take advantage of you. Sometimes folk try to manipulate themselves. I pray that God will remove the scales off of your eyes and you will see that spirit for what it is. Trust in God no matter what. People get up in church and lie all the time. They say this lie. I know a pop in the head. Oh, the church hurt me. Oh, the church hurt me. Oh, the church ain't hurt you. Sit down. The people in the church, the devils in the church, they are the ones hurt. It's a safe place. The church is a safe place. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is not schizophrenic, bipolar, stupid, dumb, or retarded. And when you have the Holy Ghost, it is an advantage. When other folk work 30 years for God to give it to you in 3 months, the Holy Ghost is an advantage. You got the Holy Ghost. People that don't have it can study for a test and fail. You don't study, pass. The Holy Ghost is an advantage to them that have it. I beg of you today, you want to trust God? Build a real relationship with God. Not just on Sunday morning. Not just on Wednesday night or Tuesday night. But every day, seek the face of God. Every day, seek his presence. Every day, seek his presence. As you begin to trust God, praise the name of the Lord. I can go on and on, Apostle. I'm just not trying to take over, but I just feel it in my spirit. Somebody really not trusting God. You're going to have to trust God. How do I trust God? By focusing on God, not people. You got children that are wayward? Give them to God. People on the job raising hell with you? Give them to God. Some people are not meant to work for anybody. You are meant for people to work for you. It's just a season. It will pass as we trust in God. As we trust in God. Oh, God. I don't want to miss you this season. Trusting you for everything. Somebody say, I don't know what to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know what direction to take. Don't you move. Stay right where you are. Don't you shift gears. Don't you switch. You stay planted. Be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in due season and would not wither away. Don't you move. What was the last thing God told you? Stick with that until he speak again. Some of these folk getting up lying, talking about God talking to them. God ain't talking to you. You sitting up imagining things. You playing with psychic and tarot card readers. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. Glory to God. Some folks say, God ain't talking to you. How he talking to you and you don't talk to him? Conversation. When the last time have you had a conversation with your father? We cry, Abba, Father. When is the last time you had a conversation with daddy? When the last time have you had a conversation with God? God ain't in the messing business. He in the blessing business. Glory to God. Apostle, I don't know what my time is. I don't want to go over, man. God, just to kind of correct me on whatever I need to do. But I just feel it in my spirit that God wants us to trust him. Thank God for your apostle. Thank God for your bishop, your pastor, your prophet, or whatever office that they're in. But don't put us ahead of God. Put God first. How do I put God first? I know you don't want to hear, but I'm going to say it because it feels good coming out. Before you pay your bills, you take your tithe out. There's a woman of God that's on a fixed income. I watch her. She's been doing this for years and years and years. And God always blesses her. She take her tithe out before she pay her light bill, car note, her insurance. She take her tithe out. And sometimes she may not have enough to put gas in the car. Let me tell you what the Holy Ghost will do. Since you're not even a member of my church, the Holy Ghost will put you on somebody's mind to bless you. So on the phone with the apostle last night, him and I was just I sharpened an iron, iron sharpens iron. And I was just listening to what he was saying, and I had the phone on speakerphone, and the brother in front of me, glory to God. Amen. He had a whole lot of stuff. I mean, a whole lot of stuff. Amen. All the other lines as long as I said, well, okay, God, I'll just wait here. Amen. I got something. Amen. For the wife, and he looked and saw what I had. Oh man, you could have went in front of me. I said, it's okay. So I'm not in a rush. When I leave here, I'm going home to my wife. I'm okay. And I went on, the apostle was telling me, and him and I was talking, and we were just, you know, talking how preacher, we was chopping it up. And then the man of God in front of me said, well, sir, I'm going to pay for your food. And I said, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. He said, no problem, man of God. I don't know him. Never saw him in my life. Don't know his name. He don't even know mine. But the Spirit of God, glory to God, will always make a way for his daughters and sons. The Spirit of God would always make a way for his sons and daughters. Trust in God no matter what. Trust in God no matter what. Apostle, I don't know if I'm out of time or what, Apostle. Glory to God. Amen.
Man, you just operate until God release you, Doc. Operate until God release you. We're
thank
here.
You, Jesus.
And
yes,
is,
sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Trust in God no matter what. It's a determination that say, hey, I don't care what come or what go. I'm going with God. I'm going to get in a Bible verse today. I'm going to get under a man or woman of God where they can help me. I'm not just going to get under the man of God. See, that's another thing that's going on in church. A lot of folk want to gravitate to the man of God. And that's okay because we're the head of the church. What about that woman of God? When you can get under the auspices of the man and the woman of God, you got a twofold blessing coming your direction. Because the wife can see things that the man don't see. You better hear me today. Glory to God. The Bible says a sanctified wife shall sanctify her husband. Praise the name of the Lord. And as we begin to trust God, we understand that these things are essential to us. These are things that we're needing. These are things that we're desiring. These are things that God want to do for us. But we got to trust him. We got to make ourselves available. It's no big eyes or little U's. Glory to God. I can go on and on about trusting God. God wants us to trust God and not people. Many times we make mistakes by trusting God and not people. Oh, by shout down at before you. The Bible says in Psalms 118:8, he said, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. Good God Almighty, man may let you down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man may confuse you. Man may take advantage of you. But God will never let you down. He said, I'll never leave you. Neither will I forsake you. Trust in God no matter what. You know, faith and trust in God can be developed by spending time in God's word. You may not have a whole lot of time to read. Put the audio Bible. Download it on your phone. Download it on your computer. Let the word of God, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. Our Savior and our Redeemer. Let the word of God penetrate your heart. Learn to trust God in small things. Start listening to morning. That builds your faith. And as you do this, your faith and your trust will go deeper. Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says, if I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and to give you an unexpected end. I mean, God want to blow your mind. Things may be tight right now. Things may be hard right now. But let me tell you something. When you trust God, no matter what, God say, I got plans for you that you don't even know about. I know you making plans over here and making plans over there, but I got some plans for you. I know you've been hitting on the backside of the desert, but I'm going to bring you forth. You've been in the back too long. You've been hitting too long. You've been down too long. You've been going through the storm too long. But I got a blessing with your name on it. And for this set time and in this season, I'm going to cause you to come forth. Come at Lazarus. Jesus had to call him by name. He had so much power. Come on here. Everything in the grave, y'all would have came alive. Call him by name. God want to know your name today. God want to feel your presence today. You should desire to feel God's touch. I don't just want to go to church just for a religious format. I want a visitation. I want an encounter. I want a life-changing experience. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How did Jesus build trust? Jesus built trust. He recognized that in order to build trust with those that had been faithful to him, he needed to allow Judas to break the fellowship with both him and the disciples. In other words, he knew that Judas was going to break fellowship with him, but he had to allow it to happen. Sometimes God has to allow bad things to happen to us. Not only just to get our attention, but to bring us closer to him. God Almighty. Trust in God. No matter what. Trust in God. No matter what. Hallelujah. We got to trust him in this season. Trusting him simply means, I don't care what it look like, I know my Father in heaven going to come see about me. I know God going to come see about me. I don't care what happened. God is going to come and see about me. I'm trusting him. My kids is in your hand. My life is in your hand. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You need prayer today. You call a prayer line number. Pastor going to give you the number. Amen. We want to pray with you. We want to touch and agree with you. Speak a word of deliverance in your life. One word from God can change your situation. While you trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. Say, my grace is sufficient for you. Psalms 91:1. I call it 911. He that dwelleth in the secret place, the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say unto the Lord that he is my refuge. And it's in him will I trust. It's in him will I depend on. You need prayer today. Apostle will come give you that information. We're ready to pray with you by yourself. One shall chase 1,000. 2 shall put 10,000 to flight.
Glory to God. Apostle of God, are you there? Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Listen, that number is 563-999-368. Again, that's 563-999-3628. Those of you all that desire prayer, go ahead on and make that phone call. Call in. Call in. Listen, listen, listen. You can only get help when you do what you're supposed to do or what you should do, the thing that the enemy is trying to keep you from doing, and that is get connected to the right people that has a relationship with God that can get you to the place where you need to be, and that's pray for you. Pray your strength. Pray your strength. Pray you into a place of deliverance. Speak a word of life to you, and that can only happen when you call in. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but we want you to call in. That number again is 563-999-3628. And press 1. Press 1 to let us know that you need prayer. Press 1 that you let us know you need prayer. And we will gladly pray for you and pray with you. Again, 563-999-3628.
The thing to try when all else fails is again. The person who really wants to do something finds a way. The person who does not finds an excuse. The person who prevails is the person who refuses to give up. The person with the mental toughness is the person who will triumph. The testing of your faith produces perseverance. The man who can get up one more time than the time he's knocked down is going to be the winner. Being knocked down is not a problem, but staying down is a problem. Get up, because success begins by getting up one more time than you've been knocked down. The Bible declares in Proverbs 24:16, listen to this. For though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises again. For though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises again. Again, you're not a failure.
And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. And I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much, I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night, and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory.
Amen, amen, amen. Listen, listen. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to pray for the bishop. And once we pray for Bishop Jefferson, he's going to go ahead and tell you guys how to get in contact with him. Tell you guys where the church is. We're firm believers and support here on the Worldwide Gospel, and we know that the Word of God must be preached. And we're not the only ones that can preach it. We have brothers and sisters in Christ that are able to do that. And we want you guys to get connected with strong folk. And we just don't let it, we, you listen, let me tell you something. We just don't let anybody come on here and just speak life to y'all.
We try the spirit to see it be of God. That's how we do. And I know that this man of God has the heart of God. This man of God has a passion for God. Not only did I just know it, but you just heard it from him speaking to you on this morning. He literally almost pleaded with you to give your life to Christ, to trust in him, to trust in God. You can hear the passion this man has for the word. You can hear the passion that this man has for the word of God. So listen, I'm going to go in and relinquish my stand after we pray for this man of God, and I'm going to let him let you guys know how to get in contact with him. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for our weapon of warfare that you have set among us today. God, that he is able to fight what he fights, God, in the spirit, because he has a right relationship with you. Thank you, for God, for him being a battering ram this morning, God. God, in dispelling all the myths and all the lies and the innuendos of the enemy that had plotted and planned against those that were under the sound of our voice on this morning. God, we thank you for giving them not just freedom, but giving them a right relationship in you. Father, we thank you for this great man of God. God, for everything that he has spoken, God, we pray that you restore it back unto him greatly. God, we ask that everywhere his feet tread, everything that his hand touches shall prosper. Every place that his feet tread, God, God, you shall give him conquering power over it. God, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we thank you for him being in you on this morning. God, we thank you for covering and hovering his children and his wife, God, his church, God, even his heart and his mind. God, we speak life to him, God, from every direction that he needs life to come. God, we thank you for the strength, God, in the struggle. God, we thank you for wisdom, Lord God, in the time where the whirlwind is blowing. God, we thank you for understanding in the time where all the understanding of others don't have it, God. And we thank you, Father God, for giving him peace in this thing. God, in the mighty and rich and powerful and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Bishop, go ahead and let the people know how they could get in contact with you, man, where the church is and your service times and all of that.
Amen. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. I want to invite you to come and worship with us at 817 Herkimer Drive, right here in the city of Houston, Texas, 77707. The name of our church is Kingdom Life Changers Cathedral. Amen. Myself, along with Prophet Dioc, we serve as the leaders. We would love to have you to come visit with us on Sunday morning at 11:45 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for prayer and Bible study. If you're in the area, that address again is 817 Herkimer Street, Houston, Texas, 77707. We're located in the heart of the Heights area here in Houston. Amen. Once again, 817 Herkimer Street in Houston, Texas, 77707, Kingdom Life Changers Cathedral is our church. Myself, along with my wife, Prophetess D.R. Jefferson, we serve as the leaders of that house. Amen. It's been my honor and privilege to be on the line with the great apostle, Apostle Douglas. Glory to God. This morning, I've enjoyed myself. Amen. Remember to trust God. Amen. No matter what. Amen. I'll definitely be praying for you all. Amen. Those that, amen, that are listening to the listening audience. Amen. Stay tuned. Amen. To what God is doing through this family, God. I know this broadcast is blessing you. Stay tuned to it. God is going to hear you everywhere you heard. I believe in the man of God. I believe that the hand of God rests upon him mightily. Not by what he said, but for who he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The anointing that is upon him. The spirit of God that he's carrying. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. For him. And until next time. Amen. Y'all be blessed. We love you. This Bishop James Jefferson. Keep us in your prayers, for we need Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bishop, I just want to let you know, you've been heard in 21 countries today. We're in 21 countries.
My God, today.
We just picked up Portugal about 4 weeks ago. We picked up Portugal. So we're everywhere, man. We're in Korea. We're in South Africa, man. We're just all over the map. And I just want to let you know that your voice was not just here in Houston, Texas. Your voice was across the waters. So you spoke life to just more than just one individual, man. You spoke life to millions. You spoke life to thousands. And just want you to know, man, it is a blessing and an honor to have you come on, man, and speak life to these people. And I am for surely know that they have been blessed. And they have gotten something from today's message. God bless you, man. Listen, guys, we're going to go to another commercial break. And, man, we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. He will not leave you behind. Great is the love of the love of our Father. He is so loving and so caring and so kind that even in our worst place, the scripture says like this. He said, even when we were in sin, He commanded His love toward us. And He sent His Son, obedient even unto death, for us. He loved us enough that He gave us a Savior in the form of our elder brother Jesus Christ, that He gave His life on the cross. He died on Calvary's cross That we may be able to, watch this here, that we may be able to have life and have life more abundantly simply because we accepted him as our Lord and our Savior. It is real easy. It's not even complicated. This is the thing. We try to make salvation so hard, and only thing we have to do is just become subject, watch this here, to the will of God. Now, what makes it so complicated, people of God, is this, and I'm going to give this to you, and I'm going to let this thing alone. We will not be willing to let go the sin that, watch this here, that's actually killing us. This world does not care anything about you. Our destructive habits, the things that we've done, the places we have gone, the people we have sat with, the stuff that we put into our bodies, the thing that we have allowed ourselves to sit among. How many times have you been sitting in places and the place thing got shot up? I'm gonna get real personal with you. I'm gonna help you real good. A lot of y'all are listening to this, and y'all need to hear this. How many times have you been sitting in a place and the place thing got shot up? They got a couple of folk that got hit. They got a couple of folk that got that's dead from that situation. But you yet still alive. Come on here. You yet still breathing. How many times have you done put some substances in your body and you ain't know what you was putting in your body? Something that somebody then took and died, but because God said that this is my beloved son, this is my beloved daughter, I need to let them see salvation. Come on, preacher, and help them. I need to let you see salvation before you see death. I'm reaching out to you this morning. I'm reaching out to you this morning because I want you to see salvation before you see death. I want you to see salvation before you see death. Before you close your eyes on this side, I want you to see salvation. Before you take your last breath today, before you take your last breath, today I want you to receive your salvation. The book of Romans 10 and 9 simply says this. Romans 10 and 9 says, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you shall be saved. So this is our overcomer scripture and our overcomer's prayer time. I want you to be an overcomer today. I want you to overcome the thing that's trying to overcome you. So I want to extend to you this opportunity. I want to extend to you this chance to become the overcomer that God has called you, to become the royal priesthood, the holy nation. I want you to become the above and not beneath. I want you to be the lender and not the borrower. I want you to be in a safe place in him. Romans 10 and 9 is your scripture. I'm going to pray, and those of you all that are under the sound of my voice and your desire is to be in this place of overcoming. God has kept you for a time such as this to hear my voice. God has kept you in a time such as this to bring you into your full salvation. God has kept you in a time such as this that you can walk in the fullness of who God is, not just in your life, but on your life. So let us pray. And as we pray, listen to me very well, as we pray, I want you to receive Christ for who he is in your life. I'm going to reiterate Romans 10 and 9. And when I reiterate Romans 10 and 9, I just want you to lift up your hands. If you can't lift your hands where you're at, lift up your heart. If you can't lift up your heart, lift up your eyes. If you can't lift up your eyes, just receive him. Just receive him. I eliminate all of your options. I eliminate all the options. Here's your opportunity. You ready? Let's pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these, your children, that are under the sound of my voice. I pray today salvation. I pray, God, a relationship with you. Father, we dispel all of the myths and all of the legends, all of the lies, all of the innuendos, all of the things that the enemy has been using to keep them from getting closer to you. Father, we open up the doors to them. Father, we give them the keys to life. And the keys to life is simply you. You are the key to life, and life more abundantly. So we offer them this morning your darling son, Jesus, and the relationship with him that you said that they cannot see you until they receive him. So, Father, we thank you now for those that are under the sound of my voice that receive him, and they can now receive you, and you can receive them. Father, we thank you for them walking in clarity and in relationship with you even now. God, we dismiss everything that the enemy could use against their lives right now, God, to keep them from moving forward and who you have called them to be. God, we thank you for blessing, keeping, and watching over them, giving them guidance, God, even in the midst of all the trials and the tribulations, the heartache and the pain. Father, we thank you now that they walk now into the place of deliverance. God, we thank you for moving everything out of the way. God, and as we speak Romans 10 and 9, that simply says that if they confess with their mouth and they believe with their hearts that you died and that you were raised from the dead, they are now saved. Thank you for letting them be safe in your care right now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer, and the body of Christ says amen. Amen and amen. Now, those of you all that are under the sound of my voice that received Jesus this morning, I got three keys I want to give to you. These are three very simple keys. First off, key number one, get you a really good Bible, because this is the instructions. We used to say it like this back in the old church. It used to be, we didn't got away from it. Basic instructions before leaving earth. It's the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. That's what we need to understand. We need to get us a Bible, and not only just have a Bible in our possession. Come on here. We need to have that Bible and read it. If you ain't got one, you can download it. You can find it. You got it in your App Store, your Apple Store, your Android Store. You got it in your Play Store. There's Bibles all over the place. You could go to the dollar store now, baby, and get you a Bible. I need you to get you a Bible. Get you a really good Bible, and I need you to read that Bible, and I need you to make it a habit of read at least one scripture a day. If you have trouble understanding, there's an app that you can download, and the Bible will be read to you through the app. Come on here. It got some saved, sanctified folk on there that will sit there and read the Word of God into your earlobes and let you hear the Word. Get you a really good Bible. The next thing is, watch this here. I need you to get into a church. It does not matter what church you get into. The bishop just got through talking to you about the cathedral. Listen, here we are at the Abba House International. You can come and visit with us. We have services on first and third Sundays at the State Bridge, and it's at 1910 North Sam Houston Parkway, 77032. That's 1910 North Sam Houston Parkway. And the zip code, and that's in Houston, Texas, the zip code is 77032. We're there every first and every third Sunday in the Long Star Room. Come visit us and have some church. Now, the next thing I want you to do, make sure that man or woman of God that you're sitting under, they not only, watch this, preach the word, But the word that they preach is exemplified in their life. I'm going to say that again for the ones in the vestibule. Make sure that the ones that you're listening to, the ones you're sitting under, their life and the word that they preach are mimicking each other. Listen to me very carefully. You could tell the difference between the two. You could tell the difference between somebody who ain't and somebody who is. It ain't complicated. It ain't difficult at all. But listen to me real close. Get yourself in a church and get yourself under somebody who's going to teach you the word. Read your word so you don't be fooled and taken for a ride. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Listen, those of you all that are under the sound of our voices and you would like to sow into the ministry, sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you could do so. You could do so. There are three ways that you could do it. We have a Zelle, we have our PayPal, and we have a Cash App. The Zelle is simply this. It's 832-816-7997. 832-816-7997. 7997. A Cash App is WGC 2020. Again, that's WGC 2020. You can Cash App. If you want to go to your PayPal, it's paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's PayPal. .me/worldwidegc. Any one of those ways you could share a gift in giving. We're not asking for you to give any certain amount. Whatever the Lord lay on your heart to share, please feel free to give on today. This listen to me real close. Let me help you real quick. This broadcast and what we do in ministry, the seeds that you sow to us, we sow into other ministries, and we sow into the ministries that we have connected to the Worldwide Gospel and to Abba House. Because watch this here, we feed the homeless. We share in giving to other churches. We go in, we sit with other churches and help other churches and do what we do in services, because this is what God has charged us to do. So when we go, we want to make sure that we sow a seed. Now watch this here. We're not going to sow a seed in ground that won't produce a harvest. Now, let me help you real quick. When you sow into us, we take that seed and sow into others. And as we sow those seeds into others, this is how you reap a harvest in a field you didn't plant in. I'm blessing you this morning. I'm giving you some real divine instruction. When you sow into us, we sow into other fields. This is how you get a harvest and you get a sowing time at the same time, because you operated in obedience. When you're obedient, you eat the good of the land. Don't eat the seed, sow the seed. I just bless somebody. I just helped you. I gave you some real good instructions. Don't eat the seed, sow the seed. When you sow your seed, you will reap the harvest that you need to reap, and you won't see a day of lack, because you operated in obedience. So whatever the Lord has orchestrated for you to sow today, do that. Sow that seed into those those methods of seed sowing. And again, those seed sowing are opportunities are WGC 2020, the Cash App. The Zelle is 832-816-7997. And PayPal is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Any one of those ways to sow, please feel free to sow. And God will continue to bless your source for your resources to continue to flow. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We thank you so much. We appreciate you for being with us today on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we ask again, share that number. Share that number with a friend. Tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And we're here Monday and on Thursday. Now, this week on Thursday, the woman of God will be on. My wife, the pastor of the Abba House, none other than Pastor Tashima Douglas, she'll be on with us. She'll be on coming to Thursday with a Women's Day Thursday, and I'm telling you now, you don't want to miss it. It's gonna be fire. It's gonna be fire. They have a great woman of God that's gonna be on to share with you guys. Make sure that you tune in on Thursday for the Women's Day Thursday. We also have some other things that we're putting together. We would love to have you guys continue to share and listen in. God is opening up some doors and some ways for us to speak some life into other places, into other things. And we would love to have you guys connect with us that way. So please continue to listen up and follow us. Listen, follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. When you follow us on Facebook, you like the page, you'll see some of the things that we're doing on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And you'll see some of those pictures of us doing what we do. We go out and we feed the homeless. We go out and we share in our giving and doing the things that we do when we go to different places. You'll see some of those things taking place on our website, on our Facebook page. So connect with us on Facebook. Again, that's the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. And also on the Abba House. When you connect with us on the Abba House, you'll get the opportunity to share some of those experiences with us when we have services. And you might see something you like and come on by and sit with us on first and third Sunday. And I guarantee you that God will bless you and he will move mightily according to his will and according to his way. Amen. So thank you guys so much again for your love, your support, and your connection. And we ask again to continue to share that number. Remember, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Share that number with a friend. Tell a neighbor to join us here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you, and there ain't nothing that you would do about it.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you.